Welcome back to the Prince Huda podcast, episode 11. I'm your host, Prince Huda, and I'm joined by, in the white style and flow beanie today. I like the fashion choice. The man, the myth, legend, Coach Chippy, joining me today.
Great. Had a personal training session today.
Oh, yeah?
First time. I think the first time I've had a personal trainer since, like, grade 7 or 8. So,
how'd that go?
Yeah, I've been feeling it. Like, it was an actual workout. Like, I kind of just run through the motions when I work out. Mm-hmm. I usually, like, just go lollygag, do my, you know, little bench press, shoulder press. But no, like, real intensity.
Right.
And I'm not really, like, counting every set. Like, I just kind of go. Whereas, like, today, like, I'm, like, counting every rep. Like, I don't even have to count it. It's, like, beautiful because I don't even have to count it.
Right.
You know, big Corey sitting there telling me how many reps I got left, you know? It's like, so Corey's just, yeah, put me through a little back day today. And yeah, it was a real workout. It wasn't this, like, and we didn't even do that many exercises. Like, you don't have to do that many exercises if you do them properly, you know? Like, I'm feeling it. It was a back and by day for sure. Like, I'm scared for the leg day. I got a challenge, bigger than Betsy challenge.
I saw that.
How good is that? How good is that? Yeah, it's just some marketing genius at work right there with the bigger than Betsy challenge. Like, people are like, damn,
going.
Wish I thought of that, but Coach Chip did. So if you see that anywhere, that was Coach Chip thought of it first. So
it's all yours.
Bigger than Betsy. I mean, bigger than Betsy. Everyone's like, look at Betsy's legs. Look at his forearms. No, Chip's about to be bigger than Betsy.
Yeah, that was one of our biggest clips.
The Badarjo.
One of our biggest clips was you commenting on how big his quads are. So, seems like a bit of a 180 here. We're turning on Betsy now?
No, it's like the road to get bigger than Betsy. Like, that means Betsy's big.
He's a big boy.
I mean, man, these quads are huge. So, it's like, let's do a bigger than Betsy challenge. Let's get in the gym. Let's work on the legs. I want bigger legs than Betsy. It's going to take a long time, but yeah, I'm excited.
I like it. I've been working out recently. I don't know. Today is really weird, and, like, you can't make this up. My tricep has been vibrating. Like, I don't know.
Oh, yeah. You have, like, a little twitch. You have, like, a little, like, kind of like a twitch. Like, it's, like, got a pulse in it.
Yeah, it's just, like.
It's got, like, a heartbeat almost.
Kind of like, your arms, you know what I mean? It's just weird.
Yeah, you probably strained it, or didn't drink enough water, had too much caffeine, mixture of all three.
Probably the caffeine thing, because I've been peeing like crazy. The water's been flowing, but caffeine sounds like what it might be.
Yeah, you feel like a heartbeat in your arm or something, like, or like I sometimes get it in my, like, legs too, like you'll just get like a random twitch, and you're just like, what is going on?
Yeah, no, it was like. Remember, you ever see The Dark Knight, the Batman movie?
Mm-hmm. Not really.
Remember that
scene
where the guy had the phone in his chest and the phone started vibrating? And he blew up? Yeah, that's what my tricep feels like today. No blowing up, though, but how'd you find this personal trainer? Oh, yeah, I'll give it a swipe.
We're back.
Technical difficulties. If you're listening and you know good podcast equipment, shoot me a DM. Shoot Chippy a DM. That would be
I think it's just a new computer altogether. I think we just need to dial in a little bit more.
Yeah, invest in ourselves a little bit.
Yeah, invest back into the craft.
I rate it.
Yeah, new computer. I've been saying a new computer for about 8 months.
Yeah, I need the headphones. I got these are Air Canada headphones from a flight I was on.
Stop this, bro.
Probably shouldn't have said that, but that's the kind of broke boy you're operating with here.
Yeah, so you're using headphones that don't work?
No, they work. They're just, I got them on a flight, like Air Canada, right? So it's not, they could be better quality. Definitely should be investing more into this show. You know, we're in the double digits now, but learning experience, learning as we go here. That's what this is all about.
I love it. Some bougie setup we got going on here on StreamYard.
Shout out StreamYard.
Oh, we shout out StreamYard. Yeah, I guess we can shout them out.
Yeah, anyone with like a podcasting 101, you know what you're doing. You know, haul no, actually, at me.
Yeah, we got to dial it in. We got to learn how to use this stuff properly. Like,
yeah, no, 100%. Like, I feel like what we're doing is fun and I enjoy it. But I feel like you said, like we could definitely take it from here to here.
Yeah.
Especially in the virtual environment. I think just
with like a better computer, better, like we need to invest in ourselves here, Prince.
Yeah, let's go on a little shopping trip.
Yeah, let's go get some new PCs, get some new monitors, get some new camera equipment.
Yeah, no, I'm down.
Yeah, because if we do that, then it's just like, then we got it, you know? And then...
Yeah.
So I've been on the hunt for a filmer. I made an Indeed, and that's a hard word to say, an Indeed job posting. So I'll have like a inbox full of applicants right now.
Can I guess the number?
I don't even know the number. I'm just looking and it's like, just apply. Jim.
Shout out Jim.
Quite a few people have applied, but you have to pay
to use Indeed?
Your job posting on Indeed. Yeah, you have to like run ads every day. Like it's, you know, $30.
Well, I feel like a day. Like you probably like did you put on IG or TikTok or both?
I did IG.
Yeah, so you have what, 300K? 350?
Yeah, but it's like people aren't looking to apply for a job there. So it's like no. I had people respond, but like it wasn't like, oh, they're from New York.
Right.
So it's like you have to really be
obviously situated close to home. Yeah.
Yeah, like if you're filming for me and I need you tomorrow at the gym, but you live in Minnesota and I live in Canada, it's like, well, that's not gonna work, is it?
No. Yeah, I guess like could you, I guess this is a question for like Indeed, but like, are you able to like filter out like, okay, this person's not from Canada, not from Ontario, just won't even consider it?
I don't know. Benny set it up. I got no idea.
Okay.
But I'm getting the inbox emails, so it's definitely working. Bet. Definitely the job application is open. So if anyone wants to be a full-time beauty, full-time Style and Flow team member, we are adding to the squad. So, Prince, you can put your application in too if you want.
Well, I was going to say I might be currently employed, but you never know when the next move, and I might be interested in applying. I might be. I don't know. What's the pay like, if you don't mind me asking?
Are you allowed to say that?
I'm just playing. I got a job, but you know.
No, you're not playing.
No, I'm playing. I couldn't film all day. I don't know if I could film you all day.
So I mean, like right now, I need behind the camera talent. I don't need on camera talent.
Yeah,
like,
we got
a plethora of on camera talent, but who's holding the camera?
Everyone like, wants to be people, the star.
Everyone wants to be the star. No one wants to be up behind the scenes. So we're looking for behind the scenes, and that's how this show is gonna stay on the roads.
Well, then I would like to rescind my application. I would like to rescind my application.
Okay.
That never came up.
But yeah, the plan is to get a full-time filmer and take over the game.
I like it.
What game? I'm not going to tell you the game because I'm not even going to tell you the game. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I saw the...
No one's got to know the game yet.
Well, so the three criterion, big words today, available 24/7, beauty, and ready to take over the game. Are those like the three heavy hitters here you need?
Positive energy,
that's four.
Okay. What else do we need?
Style.
Some creativity, some style, some flow.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, anyone listening, like this is free game here. This is how you get this job.
Yeah, so some initiative, like just like confidence. It'd be nice to have some confidence.
Okay.
But if you're behind the camera, it's also okay if you're not confident. We can build you up. We can build you up too. We just need you to sit there. You need to be a human tripod. So you're a human tripod that's just moving around. mostly silent. Your job's gonna be mostly silent.
Well, will this be like a Nelk Boy situation where 905, like they kind of put him and introduce him to the squad as like the cameraman that still has a little bit of a role, or is this strictly behind the scenes?
Well, it depends. It really depends on if the guy's a beauty or not, right? Like Quinn.
Oh, Quinn's
the
guy?
Quinn.
Yeah.
You know, we're introducing him. Like, you know what I mean? He's that, like, he's the 905 guy. So, like, that's the type of guy. Yeah, you're going to introduce him because he's a beauty. But, like, if you're not a beauty, like, you're going to be behind the scenes and no one's going to know who you are. It's not going to be, we're not going to be saying your name behind the camera.
Shout out to, no. Yeah, no, Quinn's a beauty, but you keep saying he, you keep saying guy.
I think it needs to be a dude.
Okay.
I don't think, yeah, just.
No, I get what you're saying. Like 24/7 access, like that should probably be.
Yeah, like you're going to be bunking in the same bed as me on the road. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, no, I get what you're saying.
So, like, you've seen the living conditions on the roof.
Yeah, well, Chip's. Hey, listen, Chip's a team player. Chip let the boys and the basically the working crew sleep in the beds, and he slept on the chair.
Yeah, which is kind of wild that the boys didn't give up their spot, but that's either here nor there.
I mean, I guess when I look back, I don't recall anyone ever saying, "Oh, come sleep with us." So maybe you're right. No,
that's wild.
Interesting. So got to be able to take one for the team would be another
just
one.
A team player, yeah.
Yeah.
Like you got to be the guy that's, you know, taking the floor sometimes, you know?
Yeah, these
Chippy leads by example though, you know? Like
yeah, absolutely.
You know, so maybe just showing the squad like, you know, this is what
take the floor.
Yeah, sometimes you got to take the floor, boys. I'll take the floor first, but guess what? It's going to be last time I ever do that.
Oh, I like that. No more floor for Chip. Penthouse.
No chance. It's penthouse. Why is my thing saying force quit? Your system has run out of application memory. What does that mean, bro?
Like, I don't know.
That's why I need a new computer, bro. Like, yeah, it would be nice to get a Best Buy sponsorship. Like, that's part of the game, too. It's like, oh, it'd be nice if they just sponsored it and you don't got to pay out of pocket. Like, it's nice, too, you know?
Well, you just got to,
you know, like, that's like,
I mean, you haven't, but you got a big enough following, you just tag, you know what I mean? Just say, fuck
that's
it.
That's what
just
I'm be saying. Like, let's do a little,
so and so, what's going on? Like, you could send them a clip of this. Let's
exchange
and be like,
services.
Oh. Yeah, just send them a clip. Be like, oh, I wish I had better technology from at so-and-so, and then, you know, just play the game, see what happens.
It was funny. I got a message today. I was looking for filmers, and then I'm looking at the messages like, yeah, like, I'd be available to exchange services. And she's like, oh, like, get your mind out of the gutter. She put that in the actual...
What?
She put that in the actual message. I was laughing. Exchange it was services. She meant, like if you do something for my, like, it doesn't have to be monetary exchange, but I was laughing because she's like, get your mind out of the gutter in the actual message. I was like, that's funny.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, that's a little it's very forward. Listen, how do you get attention in an inbox? You do something like that because you obviously saw it and it caught your eye, but yeah, I don't know if that's who you're looking for to hire.
No, she's dope, but I just thought it was funny.
That's funny. Well, I do want to give you
anything funny happened to you today, or
the vibrating tricep was probably the highlight of my day today. You know, not
so
much.
So your pulsating arm that you think is now you're like getting anxiety about it because you think there might be a problem.
Little bit. You know.
Yeah, I think we've all been there. I think everyone listening has been in that situation.
Because you can't Google it. Because the minute you Google it, it's cancer. You have cancer. Yeah. you have tricep cancer. It's the first patient in the world. That's what I look up. So it's like, you know what? I'm just gonna let it.
Yeah, pass. you can't even look it up, bro. Because yeah, it's gonna be like a deadly disease.
Yeah.
It's gonna be like uncurable.
Yeah.
If this continues for 2 minutes longer, like, go see a surgeon. Get your arm amputated.
You should be thankful you're still alive, like something crazy like that. And then if I go to a walk-in, I'd wait like 4 hours for them to be like, yeah, you're drinking a lot of coffee. You should stop drinking coffee.
If you're not on the way to the hospital in an ambulance right now, like, you should be concerned.
Oh, I don't know if I've ever told you this story. I went to go to the hospital in the summertime. So I was in PEI with my family, and I love oysters. Like, I used to work in a seafood restaurant. I love oysters.
I know that.
Shuck oysters. That's my thing. Yeah, that's my thing. And my dad loves oysters too. So we found a spot that does buck a shuck. So $1 per oyster. And so we got like 4 dozen oysters. Like, we were just pounding them, sending them back. It's Canada Day, oysters, my dad, like core memory. I think I might have had like 30 oysters that day, right? So we get back to the B&B, and all of a sudden my eye starts getting droopy, and like it looked like I had a bee stung it, and it started swelling. So I just thought I got a bug bite. And so I go to like my mom, my dad, I'm like, does I look okay? They're like, oh, your eye's a little droopy. Like, you must have had an allergic reaction to a bug or something. So I didn't think anything of it. And then 30 minutes go by, and I start getting really itchy, and I start scratching myself. And I'm like, guys, is anyone really itchy? And I take my shirt off. I'm covered in hives, and I was having
you're painting a horrible picture in my mind right now.
Yeah, I should be. So I had to go right to the hospital. They're like, I showed them my chest. They saw my eye, and they took me right into the response room. I got the EpiPen, and they're like, have you had any crazy foods today? I was like, oh, I had some oysters with my dad. They're like, how many oysters did you have? I said I had 30. The nurse laughed at me. Like, I'm sitting there on the...
Why is that? You're not allowed to have that many? Is there, like, a certain amount you're supposed to have?
No, it's not even that. She was just like, oh, no shit, you're here. Like, you had 30 oysters, basically, so...
Well, so you were allergic to the oysters? I don't... Like, is that what happened, or...?
Yeah, as it turns out, I'm allergic to oysters.
Or you were playing Manhunt in the forest, and you hit a little tree as well.
No. I was allergic to the oysters for sure, because, like, I had never had... Like, the most I'd ever had up until that point was, like, 6. So to go from,
like
30... was crazy.
But what do you mean? Because like the quantity of oyster shouldn't matter.
Well, that's what I was
confused. I you know what I mean? Like, I could have 100 Big Macs. I'm not gonna like get hives because I ate 100 Big Macs, you know? Like,
I don't know, because I worked with oysters. I used to like touch them. I shucked them.
I'm saying, I don't think it was the oyster, brother. I don't think you got to the bottom of this.
No, because then I went for an allergy test. No, I went for an allergy test after, and it turns out I am allergic to oysters, because he did the test where he does the pricks and it started shriveling up. So I don't know how I worked as an oyster shucker for 2 years, ate oysters regularly, and then the one day I decide to dump 30 down the hatch is when I get an allergic reaction. So
that's unbelievable.
Yeah.
You're allergic to oysters, and you didn't even know it, and you worked as an oyster shuck.
Yeah, the doctor was like, mid-shift, if you ever felt your arm getting itchy and you didn't think anything of it, that might have been because you got some, like, juice on you or something. So I was just like, what the? You know what I mean? I haven't had one since. I'm dying to have one. But
well, you might die if you have it.
Yeah, that's why I have to keep this guy with me at all times now.
No way. Oh, my God, bro. I went to drink my tea, bro. My forearm is so overworked.
Yeah.
That it just seized up when I like brought it too high. Like the boys are
pulsating?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The boys are in shambles right now. My arm like is like just overworked, I think is the word. I was doing those bicep pumps. Like I just overdid it.
I love it.
I just overdid it and did not eat enough or fuel properly. And now I'm like gonna be so sore tomorrow.
There's a skit in there.
Already sore. I've
been to the gym in a while.
Already sore.
There's a skit in there.
There is. It's like POV. You just went to the gym for the... Just had a personal trainer for the first time in 10 years.
Yeah. No, that's funny. I remember I did legs like last week, and I was like leg pressing, like surely ego. Like I didn't need to do as much as I did.
Yeah, you're like sending it to the group chat. That's how I know it's ego. You're sending it to the group chat.
I put it on my story. I know all by you. I put it on the story, brother.
Just ego lifting for the story. Oh my gosh, bro.
I paid the price the next day and the day after. I could barely walk. I couldn't sit down on the toilet. Like everyone who ever's done legs, you know, the next day is hard. But the day after, is the hardest. Because I was definitely ego in there. I've never put lifting stuff on my story, but I was just like, you know what?
That's hilarious.
I've been feeling really confident recently. I'm not even wearing the glasses.
Story, like on your prints or your main?
On my prints.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, if the other one's like crazy ego, bro.
No.
That's hilarious.
I would never.
Like technically it's not ego if you're under your alter ego.
Yeah, it's like
I don't think anything on Coach Shippy's ego is
this is a big moment here. Wait, repeat
that. Because it's Coach Shippy. It's like can't be ego because I'm like created the ego. Like I've created an ego. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because even like my caption was like I did. It was like over under 7.5 reps. Like I made like some sports betting tie-in because like that's the persona, right? So I didn't feel as
created. Yeah, you've created this ego. So technically, everything you do on there is ego. But like,
oh yeah,
but it's not because you've created an ego and now like you're creating it. I don't know. Does that make any sense?
Kind of like it's not you, but. It pretty much it. It is you, but it's not like the fullest of you. That.
Yeah, that exactly. Kind of like nothing. Yeah. Does that mean it's all ego though?
Maybe. I definitely have the ego moments. Like going out now, I'll say this here. Whenever I meet someone and they're like, oh, what do you do for a living? I'm a creator. I always.
Oh, you don't. I don't do that.
Oh my God! What does that mean?
I usually don't need to introduce myself, but
you're fine.
Ego, there's the ego.
There's the ego.
I usually don't need to introduce myself, but no, I say marketing, or I own my own business, just like marketing agency. I say marketing agency.
Kind of sounds. I'll lean right into it.
Yeah, you're like I'm an influencer. I'm an influencer, like.
Oh yeah! Oh my God! Like so. Then the question: how many followers?
So you're just dropping. I'm a creator.
Oh yeah, it's a fun one.
That's hilarious, bro. It gets there. They'll figure it out. I mean, they'll eventually know. But I'm not dropping it first. Like, no.
No, not right away. Like, I don't walk up. Hey, I'm a creator. Like, it's just when the conversation starts rolling. What do you do?
So like, okay, let's do role play. Like.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for asking what I do, but like, what do you do?
I'm a creator.
A creator. So, like, what are you like, TikTok famous or something?
You're making me blush here. I do all right. I do all right. I've had a video go for a million.
What kind of videos are you making?
I do mostly like sports related, sports betting stuff. I really love making people laugh, putting a smile.
Yeah. You can leave out the sports betting. Leave out the sports betting and just say, this is what I say. I just love creating stuff. Just like it helps me like free my mind. No, that's terrible.
No, I like that. I like that. It helps me.
Literally what I say. I'll say something like. Yeah, I just love like just I just love creating something new every single day, and just it's good for the it just helps me or just say I don't even know what I say. It's something like that. Yeah, it's like that's what I say most. I even said that one today. Someone like I just met a guy that knew who I was, and I was like, yeah, I just love creating something new every day. Just love creating something new.
Yeah,
it's kind of fire.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, you don't need to get into the nitty gritty of what it is.
Yeah.
Like I'm not gonna be like, I'm doing Austin Matthews impersonations for a living. Like, so I do comedy. You know what I mean? Something you say more. I think you stay more general on what it is.
I like because
there is a stigma with being an influencer. Yeah, everyone's like, oh, like, so you gotta be like humble about it, like humbly, like be like, yeah, I just love creating stuff and just I love comedy, love making people laugh. That's usually the one I go with. Yeah, I just love making people laugh.
I like that. Like, I in my mind, it's pretty humble. And then they go, oh, what's your name? And I say Prince. And then it's like, okay, this guy's a douchebag. Like,
Prince.
This guy's a douchebag. That's
hilarious. No, it's comedy. You say comedy. I just love comedy. I love laughter. I love having fun.
Well, Prince, it sticks. Like, I remember when we met Grinnelli at the Chicklets Cup. I was like, Prince. He's like, that's a cool name. Yes, it
Prince.
Is. Prince. He was hammered, but whatever. It's all right.
Shout out to Grinnell.
Yeah, what a guy.
What a goat.
We saw them. I think we told you this, right? We saw them that night. We went for a drive. We went to grab pizza.
You're acting like you didn't tell me? You're trying to act like I don't know. You guys, like, I didn't know the story?
I wasn't sure if it was shared. The
first thing you guys did when you guys went out was come back and... Oh my god, we just met Grinnell and the boys. And
I didn't. I stayed in the car. They like live around there, but that's cool. There's not a lot going on right now. It's hard. We're pulling at strings here.
Oh, there's tons going on, bro.
Look
at the life. Right, like, life is going on, bro.
What's going on with you right now? Off the camera.
I'm looking for a filmer, bro.
Okay.
Looking to grow the biz, looking to build the team, execute on some big ideas, get the ideas honed in. Continue moving the pieces forward, creating. Austin, I got in the studio with Austin the other day. We made a banger, bro.
When's it coming out?
We're recording, so we got the demo done, and then Friday I think I'm going back to the studio and like recording the actual version.
All right.
Like, so like, no, we always say we need to go to a studio and actually record our tracks.
This is a real studio.
We're going and recording the track we filmed last Friday.
Look at that.
So it's gonna be like a complete song. It's a banger, bro.
Yeah. You're gonna do a video for it too, right?
Yeah.
Cool.
Maybe some skits too.
That's your Cupbound would be your first song, right? Like your debut as an artist.
No, I wouldn't even say that's like, I didn't even like, I wrote some of the lyrics on that, but like, that's not my, I wasn't my best stuff. But we did it. We literally created it in 3 days and posted it. Like, it was like, it was my first time in a studio. Like, it was my first time like recording. So I wouldn't say that's really like, I think my verse was okay, but it wasn't like, I don't even know like, what I said, and like, I didn't even write the second verse. Like, it wasn't even me, bro. I was like, we just need to get it done, and I didn't know what to say. So like, I was like feeling pressure, and the boys were like writing, and I was like, I guess we'll just go with this. OJ killed it on that song though. But
yeah, when you go on Apple Music or Spotify, you look up Code Chippy, like that's the one song that comes up, right? So it is like to the mainstream world, your only track. Yeah.
Cupbound. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, I want to. Cupbound 2 is about to be even more gas. Cupbound's might be like. It's actually a banger. Cupbound was a banger.
It is a banger.
It's actually a banger, but I've listened to it so many times, and I did so many TikToks to it.
The dancing,
Cupbound. Oh my gosh. Everyone's like, bro, if you do one more of these Cupbound. That was, but we did make it a trend, bro. Like, that was like there was like 600 videos made with that sound.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember when we were at one of your appearances, I was with OJ and some kid was like, oh, you're the Cupbound guy. I was like, oh shit, look at that. Like, they know OJ too. And there wasn't even a video. Like, they just knew from like the song. I was like, that's dope.
Yeah, so we're cooking up Cupbound 2. It's gonna be hard. Like, it's definitely some hard stuff.
Yeah,
some heavy stuff. And then, yeah, Austin's nasty on the mic. We got in the studio, and
better
just
than you?
Cooked. What?
Is he better than you?
Is he better than me?
Yeah.
I mean, like, I think he's. equal. I think we're equal. Like, I think okay. we both, like, I don't think you could be better at someone than art at art. Like, I'm not gonna, like, he's definitely
good answer.
Got a ton of flow. I think I have a ton of flow too, though. Okay. I think we balance each other very well. He's definitely been doing it longer, so I'd probably say, yeah, he is better than me. But I'm not gonna say that because
I like it.
I think we're equal.
Yeah, we're all equal.
Yeah, we're all equal. No one's like, yeah, definitely. Like, music's one of those ones where you can't really be better. That's not like, I don't think there can be. Oh, like you can't be better at music than someone. Like, can you? I guess you can. If like it's like instruments.
Yeah, playing instruments. There's
I can't play an instrument, but no, I don't think Austin can play an instrument either. So like, we're both just kind of vocal guys. So like, I feel like it's like at any given moment, you can find something that flows. So it's like, Austin found has a real sick verse on that. I think my verse is fire. We both collaborated on the hook. I think we work very well together. I think we're very, very similar. He's just a little bit older, but like, oh, bro, this arm, like I'm telling you, I overdid the bicep curls today. I can feel in that when I drink the tea.
That's good. I mean, you'd rather overdo it than underdo it, right?
I don't know.
Well, like, I guess tomorrow.
Yeah, like, would you rather overdo it or underdo it? Is like, that's actually a good question. Like in the gym, like, is it better to overdo it or underdo it? Like, I don't think it's ever good to overdo it.
Yeah, I guess like over to an extent. Like, you obviously want to push yourself to your limits, but you don't want to go too hard where you can't go the next day.
Yeah, I guess overdo it leads to injury. Underdoing it just leads to really nothing happening. So it's like, would you rather injure yourself or have nothing happen?
Oh, yeah.
I think underdoing is actually better.
You don't want to go too under. You don't want to work.
But like, you know what I'm saying? In this case, like in this example, like overdoing it leads to injury.
Right.
And then underdoing it, nothing really happens.
Yeah. Okay.
But I guess maybe underdoing it,
you don't grow.
You don't grow, maybe. Yeah. So that's interesting.
Yeah. That's an insightful question. I don't have the answer to.
I think overdoing it was better today.
Yeah. Attack. Start hard.
Yeah, start hard. So, yeah, now I'll just get my diet ready and diet more dialed in. But Corey's creating a meal plan for me right now.
Ooh, okay.
Workout plan. So, yeah, we're not messing around, Prince.
Like, I like it. No, like, you've
seen me.
I've seen you. I know.
You've
I know.
Seen me. On. Yeah, it's gonna be a dangerous chip when I lock in. You know, I lock in. You know,
I do. Addictive personality. I do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Competitive in nature as well.
Yeah. No, I like it.
So I can't wait to just be a beast. And you guys are like, man, Chip's a beast. And I'm like, yeah, Chip's a beast.
Oh, there's the humbleness again. There it is. Come back.
Yeah, I just can't wait for the boys to just be like, man, Chip has been in the gym. Then you guys are going to be the excuse to be, oh, yeah, but he has his own personal trainer, so it's not fair.
Oh, there's always going to be the goalpost moving, of course.
Yeah, oh, yeah, but you got a personal trainer. Yeah. I don't. Oh,
meal plan, yeah, all that.
Yeah. If I had a meal plan and a personal trainer, I'd look like Chip, too.
Oh. That's,
I can't wait for those comments. I can't wait for those comments.
Oh, yeah, you're going to – do you get hate? Like, you think you'd get hate on showing your body transformation? That's kind of awful.
I wouldn't do it. I don't need to do that.
No?
I think that. I mean, does it motivate people? Maybe. I don't know. I feel like that's so ego. That's crazy ego.
Sometimes if you feel
like
it,
shirtless photo.
Yeah, I'd never
like
do
maybe
that.
If I have a surfboard in my hand and I'm surfing, like, yeah, if I want to show off my gains, it's gonna be like surfing, and then it's like I'm literally just gonna go to Hawaii just to show off my gains so I can naturally get a photo with my shirt off. Like, I'm not like taking a shirtless photo.
Yeah, or you someone else takes a picture of you and someone and you're shirtless in their photo, so people are like, damn, look at Chip,
But
you didn't post it.
But I might do like a gym workout montage where like I'm like lifting and like.
Oh, that's ego.
Not if I'm documenting. Not if I'm documenting the road to Bigger Than Betsy. It's not ego if I'm trying to be funny.
No, I know, but like underlying, it's
like I'm not being like, oh, girls, look how deezed I am, girls. Like,
yeah, you're not saying that directly, but indirectly, you are kind of saying, girls,
like I'm making it for the boys. You know what I mean? Like,
okay. Yeah, I want to see it. Yeah, I'd watch it. Pause. I'd watch.
Yeah,
it.
Bigger Than Betsy series, like. Road to legs like Betsy. What's the series gonna be called? Bigger Than Betsy series.
Bigger Than Betsy, yeah.
Legs like Betsy. Legs like Betsy.
Legs like Betsy, yeah. And then the finale would be you guys working out together. Put that in the world.
That would be huge. Now we're talking.
Yeah. And that's like you guys do a workout.
And we compare legs.
Or you do like the combine drills.
I got a while before I'd be comfortable comparing legs to Betsy, bro. Like, I don't even like wearing shorts in the gym right now, let alone go up next to Betsy and do a little calf flex.
It'd be fun to see like the NHL combine drills. Like, that'd be a cool video. You guys compete.
Yeah, well, OHL combine.
OHL combine.
I might be going through that. I actually got it.
That'd be fun.
Out to them again because they wanted to be
my idea. Yeah, I was dialed into the NFL combine this weekend. Like, I was just like watching, like, it's so funny. Like, these grown men, professional athletes about to make it pro, and they're doing like gym class stuff. It's so funny. I just locked in. I always get excited around this time for NFL because, like, the draft, like. You know the Patriots are my team. They stink. They got the 3rd overall pick. So I'm like really paying attention this year. Like at night now, like when everything's nice and done, what I'll do after hockey, after everything, I'll watch like the highlight tapes of like all the players. Like that's why.
Oh, I know. I love doing that. I used to love that. I never did it for football, but like basketball, I was always into that stuff. Like the prospects, all the high school guys. Like you, it's always sick. Watching them before they get drafted, then you feel like LaMelo Ball, like the Ball brothers. Yeah. Like I was the Chino Hills days. Like I was like, I want these boys to dominate because I've been watching LaMelo Ball since he was in grade 9.
Yeah, so remember when he was in Lithuania? Like that was all that was going on. That was crazy.
Yeah. But I felt he went to Spire Academy. I remember he came back, played high school, bro. I remember all. Okay, I was locked in.
You showed me Matt McClung before he won.
Same with
Matt
McClung. Yeah, in high school, I watched his mixtapes. Bro, I was dialed into the Hoop mixtape era. Like, and that's why I was like, yo, this is going to happen in hockey. It's going to happen. So we want to be in on that when it happens.
Yeah, well, I feel like football is not as much high school. It's more college level because, like, NCAA is like so televised, like every highlight of every game is already there. So it's like you're not really taking like these raw highlights that you see in like a gym where all the guys go up and go crazy. They look like professional things. So basketball like has a little bit cooler for sure than football.
Yeah, we're gonna make hockey cool. We gotta make hockey cooler.
Is hockey's pretty cool, is it not?
Yeah, like street hockey, bro. We gotta bring street hockey.
Yeah, ball hockey.
Don't talk about our plans too much.
Yeah, it's okay. Boop. Back to the NFL. This year, like, the draft, like, this is going to be, I'll say it right here, this is going to be one of those drafts we look at, like, 5 years and be like, wow. Like, the guy that's supposed to go number one, Caleb Williams, some people might say he could be the next Mahomes.
Yeah, everyone says every year that the, like, what was the Clemson guy? Trevor Lawrence is the next Tom Brady. What's his face that played for the Browns? Mayfield is the next Tom Brady. Who else was it? It was Tua was the next guy.
Tua, yeah. Everyone's had that, but this guy, like, I'll send you the highlights after, like, and we'll probably get a clip up of this. Like, his arm is like Aaron Rodgers. Like, he'll just be on the run and just make these insane throws. He can scramble. And he pulled up to the combine. He was like, I don't even need to participate in the drills. Like, he knew he was going to go number one. He won the Heisman last year. Didn't win it this year. Would have went first round last year. Like, I just, like, everything I've seen and then just hearing him do interviews, like, he's so flexible because he used to swim back in the day. So he has all the mobility that a lot of guys don't because he did swimming. So like I'm all in on Caleb Williams.
Prince likes that.
Well, yeah, I mean he's flexible. He's athletic.
Yeah, I gotta talk about flexible. I need to work on my flexibility because I am stiff as a board. I was talking today with my personal trainer. I was like, if you're doing those back rows, like when you have to like hinge at the hips to do like those rows.
Yeah,
and
love
like
that.
You got to keep your chest out, but like put so much. I was like, oh, my hammies are too tight to do the proper form on this. Like I couldn't even do it. My hammies were so tight. So like you're looking at one of the people with the tightest hamstrings in the world. Like my hammies, I don't know how to loosen them up. Like I've been trying every night. They just like seem to stay tight. Like
you have a massage gun like that. That's a really good tool. Just like
Benny had one of those.
Oh, yeah, he runs right. Those are like ideal for people that train legs a lot, or not a lot.
But also at this gym, the World's Strongest Man trains there. He actually just followed me on Instagram as we speak.
What's his name? Mark Henry.
Mitch Hooper. He just won the Arnold Palmer Invitational, or the Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Arnold Palmer.
Palmer.
Yeah, no, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yeah. He trains in your gym? Like I didn't know.
Yeah, so we're gonna do a video together. So I'm gonna be training with the World's Strongest Man. That's sick.
Oh my goodness.
That's actually sick. How unreal is that?
He's Canadian, eh? That's crazy.
Literally, he went to my elementary school. Okay. Like from exactly where I'm at. Not where I like it's outside of Barrie. Like he lives exactly where I live.
Oh, okay. That's
like dope. Same elementary school.
How old is he?
95. Like he's young, bro.
Oh, he's young. Yeah, World's Strongest Man. Wow. Okay. It used to be there was a WWE wrestler, Mark Henry. His gimmick was the World's Strongest Man because he won that contest in like the 90s. So that was a joke for like 10 people that got it. But yeah, this guy seems cooler.
Yeah. It's gonna be pretty sick. So, coach, what kind of video should I do with him? Like,
I don't know, just like have him walk you through his workout. Like, just like that would everyone will watch that World's Strongest Man workout. I'd watch that.
So he's got a YouTube channel.
Like, I tried the World's Strongest Man's workout or something. Arm day.
Yeah, now we're talking about.
Yeah. Like working out with the World's Strongest Man.
Chest
like,
day with the World's Strongest Man.
Yeah, that
I tried the World's Strongest Man's. Daily routine
chest workout, yeah. And then it's like the thumbnail's like on the bench, like stroke, like yeah, that story writes itself.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, the YouTube's about to go crazy, bro.
Yeah, we got a bank of vlogs.
I know,
I want to see them because I'm like, what did I say in some of these things? I don't even remember.
Yeah, that's actually jokes,
yeah. I got a question for you about UFC this Saturday.
Sugar Sean KO.
You think so?
I know so.
You know so, eh? You know, Cheeto's scary, man. Cheeto's scary.
Cheeto Schmido, you know?
I thought you loved Cheetos.
What?
I thought you loved Cheetos.
I don't like Cheeto.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I think it like everyone's already the hesitancy with Sean is everyone's already saying Sean KO. So I'm just like, why? Usually if the whole world's saying it, it's not going to happen. I do think Sean wins, but I think it'll be close. Like I like Sean by decision because both guys can throw heavy hands, but they can also eat punches. So,
yeah, I think Sean's a beast. So, you know what I'm thinking?
Yeah, no, he's. The only thing with Sean is like he's pretty locked in, but there's just so much going on outside. Like he does a lot of PR and like he's just, I don't know. I hope he's good. I want to see Sean win. Do you see he's wearing pink? Never before. He's wearing like bright pink shorts. Miami Vice.
Yeah, yeah, Benny's got those shorts. He bought them. Or he bought the sweater.
The pink ones? That's dope. Didn't O'Malley used to play like video games with one of your boys? I remember you telling me something like that.
Who? Yeah, he did. Yeah, that's he great. Did. He played And then before he, like, he blew up.
What was, like, he playing?
Was still, he was still doing UFC then, but, like, it wasn't like, like, my buddy knew who he was, but, like, he wasn't, like, mainstream at all at that point.
Yeah, I think, like, well, he kind of blew, at least I've heard about him when the Dana White had that contender series and Snoop Dogg was commentating and O'Malley knocked him. He's like, O'Malley, O'Malley, like that. I think that was the first time I had, like, seen him. And then,
yeah,
rocket ship to the top.
Yeah, we're actually, like, we're, I'm already getting something. Sorry, I was just responding.
World's strongest man
is messaging me, so I had to just get back to him real quick.
I'm right there with
him. We're planning the video. He's like, he's asking what we should do. So I'm thinking we'll get creative.
I like that. The co-main too, Poirier versus Saint Denis.
Poirier's fighting?
Poirier's in the co-main. I think he's gonna get slept.
No, he might have just a little, like, one final hurrah where he, like, comes back.
That's what he sounds like. He's talking like it's like his last fight. He's coming off a knockout. He's facing some guy who's like a killer. Like, guy used to be in the French military. He was
as
in,
long
like,
as it's not one of these army Dagestani guys, like.
No, he's right there with them, bro. He was in the army and then said, I'm done in the army. I want to
fight. No, these Dagestani guys are different, bro.
Nah, like, this guy's right there with them. Benoit. I think he's gonna put an end to Poirier's career Saturday too.
Yeah, right. Check hook from Poirier knockout. Mark it right here.
Okay. Calling the spot. I don't know. It's five rounds. I don't know if it goes five rounds, but I'm very high on this.
Like, why did I just randomly say that? You know what I mean? Like, obviously that was a sign from the unit. Like, I didn't think about these two were fighting today. I didn't even know they were fighting on the card. Like, why would that randomly just come out of my mouth there? Like, you know what I mean? So just
calling your shot.
Be on the lookout for a check hook, Poirier.
Okay.
Knockout.
If that happens, I'm gonna lose my
mind. That's the kind of stuff where it does, it's going to happen. How about 16 red? How about 16 red?
I was just
how about 16 red, bud?
16 red.
That's the stuff that just happens, bro. Like, that was insane.
Well, I mean, this, you've been predicting, like, you said Chiefs Super Bowl, check. You said Rempe Reeves would fight, check. I'm hoping you're wrong about Poirier. And then red 16.
Check, like, hooks.
Just on a roll here.
Feeling like a Matt. I did call Matthews for a bingo tonight too. Oh,
thank God. I bet it. Thank God. I need that.
Oh, no.
No, you saw what happened last game, right? I had Matthews for a goal and then that.
I didn't watch the game. I was at hockey.
Oh, good. You missed it. Probably one of the worst games they played all year. I didn't realize the puck has to fully cross the line. So it was like 80% over the line. And the ref's like, no goal. I'm like, come on. Like, did a video about it. I felt so good. And then didn't happen.
I saw some of your videos were doing pretty well there on the Tiki Talk.
Yeah, I've been having
some of your Matthew stuff. Recently. Your Matthew stuff.
Yeah, people want
to
see you.
Welcome to the club. Welcome to the club.
Listen, people want to see you take me to that game.
Hey, what's that? What's that video? That one.
6,000, 7,000. That's on the burner too. At Prince Huda Sports for those wondering.
On the burner. Doing numbies on the burner.
Yeah. So
burners don't exist, bro.
Yeah, I guess it's like a second version, just but
any video could do well at any time.
Oh yeah. So for those that didn't hear last week, my gripe with Matthews was that the one Leafs game I went to this year, he sat out and he hasn't missed a game since. And so I made a wager with Coach Chip that if he's able to take me to a Leafs game and I could see Matthews, beard's gone, mustache is gone, I will be clean shaven Prince, which has not happened in at least 5 years. So it seems like people are engaged with that one. People want to see it. So, I mean,
blood is grasping for straws.
What?
I don't even know what that means.
What does that mean?
The comments on it. I don't know.
Well, listen, if you guys want to see it, I mean, tag the Maple Leafs, tag Matthews, tag Chip. Let's
you gotta do more of these types of videos. This one did well.
Yeah, people got so angry. I was glazing Matthews.
Oh.
Just glazing.
But yeah, you gotta do more of those. Those are good.
The, like, facts.
Those are very, very, very good.
Yeah. I feel like it's like sports is just kind of like
so open now because there isn't super a lot of stuff going on. So it's really just picking your spot with like what's topical and what's not. So, I mean, if you live in Toronto or you live in Canada, Matthews is hot right now. So
have you seen this Ryan Garcia stuff?
Yeah, I have. Wild. It's, I don't know what's him and what's like not. Like, it's really hard
you,
to.
Did you see the thing from last night in the Twitter space?
I did, yeah. Like, and then that's and then his wild, management, bro. His management's controlling his socials. Like, I don't like. I hope he's okay first and foremost. But like, this is the wildest way to promote a fight if that's what's happening here that I've ever.
What
seen.
Is everyone saying? He's like psycho because he's spitting truth. Like,
that's what I mean. Like, is he like? Like, people are going to pin, oh, he doesn't know what he's talking about, but maybe he, like...
Like, do you just really, make that up?
That's what I mean. It seems too, like, specific for him to just make it up. But, like, there's, like, allegations that he's on a lot of drugs. His family's worried for him.
But, like, of course they're going to say that, you know?
No, but when it's his own, like, brother and sister, then you're like, okay, what's happening?
Well, because right? they don't... Yeah, because they're worried.
Yeah, we don't
the
know.
The consequences of speaking about that type of... entity.
Yeah. Well, he's not fighting till April.
The elite.
We'll see what happens. Right? We'll see what happens.
Yeah, Devin Haney, that one's...
That'll be a good one.
I think he should just fight Jake Paul. Probably make more money.
Yeah, Jake Paul called him out. Or Jake Paul FaceTimed him after his knockout. Did you see the Jake Paul fight?
Yeah. What was he fighting, bro?
Apparently a pro boxer, but like it looked like the guy had never fought before.
He hadn't fought in 6 years, bro. That was like
embarrassing,
bro. I don't know, like, but it's not even like it makes sense. Like, if you look at these guys who they fight earlier in their careers, like they're nobodies. Like Mayweather probably did the same thing for the first 25 fights. Like,
that's fair. I think it's just Jake is just. Like, I like the prize fights, right? Like, him versus Diaz was awesome. Him versus Silva was awesome. Versus Woodley. So, to go from those names to, like, Ryan Borland, like, I'm not hyped if you fight Ryan Borland.
No.
So, yeah, no. He called out Canelo. That would be crazy. Garcia would be crazy. Even a Fury rematch would be crazy. KSI, like, there's a lot of money fights. But I don't want to see him fight these no-name people because that's
but
not.
But none of these other guys are gonna fight him now because like he's like doing this, like actually fighting. Like he's no longer like a influencer boxer. So like those kind of money fights are like kind of out of the scene now because you know what I mean.
Yeah, it's, like, it's no, kind no of a lose.
Yeah, like if you would have just not trained so hard, you know what I mean. Next, you know, you can hop in the ring with like a. Mr. Beast, you know, like,
yeah,
like now it's like you've just been training too much, like, you've trained yourself out of the influencer boxing scene to now you gotta face like scrub pros that no one wants to watch you fight, but you can't fight Canelo because you will get absolutely dominated. So, like, he's in like this awkward spot where he has to like fight UFC fighters that don't train boxing, or he's gotta fight. Yeah, like an influencer that just like needs the money. Boxers.
Yeah,
like just need that's like gonna just. I don't even know. Yeah, it's just kind of a weird spot now.
Well, I think the money fight is still him versus KSI because like they. Yeah, like,
but KSI isn't training every day, so it's like KSI is like building a brand, and like he's like I'm not. Like a boxer, like Jake Paul's a boxer now. He's a boxer first.
I wanted to see Jake versus Logan, but it seems like Logan's doing his thing, WWE, Jake Paul's boxing. Like, I would have never thought that when the Paul brothers started on Vine that they'd be like big deals in combat sports. But here we are. 2024 is wild.
Yeah, Logan wrestling is mod. He's actually nasty, bro.
He's so like he just started wrestling and then like he had a match with Roman Reigns and it was amazing. And I was like, oh my God, he's like really good. Like, this isn't just like smoke and mirrors. He's really good.
Like the flips and stuff. Like that's what's crazy to me. Like,
yeah,
was he doing trampoline back in the day? Like, because I couldn't do those. I could not throw myself that high and do a flip. Like, was he like in gymnastics? Like, what's his background?
Probably. I know he wrestled in.
I know,
high
but
school,
like,
but like, yeah, gymnastics for sure.
Like the jumping off the ropes and doing a flip. Like, I'm sorry, that's not in my. Arsenal.
Like, I mean, he's like big too. Like, nobody that big should be that bouncy, especially in wrestling. Like, usually the smaller guys are the flippy floppy ones, but he's
just like going from the top ropes and just boom, like landing on guys. Like, it's actually intense, bro.
Yeah. No, he had a match with Roman Reigns, and I was like, holy shit, like, this guy's really, really good.
Wait, he fought Roman Reigns? Reigns?
Yeah, two, like, in his first year, I think his second or third match, they put him in the title match.
And did he lost. But,
yeah, he lost, but, like, Jake Paul came out. Like, it was just one of those crazy spectacles.
Oh, that's jokes.
Yeah. No, wrestling's, as The Rock said on Friday, wrestling's cool again.
Was that this Friday?
He's on every Friday now. So now they so remember we watched, and now he set his allegiance with Roman Reigns. Now they're gonna do a tag match. So they're gonna be on the same team versus Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins. So
boo.
I know. Rock's gonna, it's just crazy. Like, he got booed, and now he's a bad guy, and now everyone loves him again.
Oh, I know. I don't wanna see him in Reigns team up. That's so dust.
Well, they're setting the seeds. Like, they did, like, a, because now what they haven't said it yet, but, like, the story is, like, Roman's jealous that The Rock's come in and take his spotlight, and so it's like, who's gonna turn on who, and then next year at WrestleMania it'll be Roman versus Rock. So they're just chef's kiss. Like, there's been so many years where wrestling's been so shitty that what they're doing now is just, like, incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible. I could talk all day about that, but that's not what people want to hear.
That is incredible.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the UFC, did you see Michael Chandler called out McGregor on Monday Night Raw?
No.
Yeah, so Chandler was in the crowd, and they just gave him a mic, and he's like, Conor McGregor, I want your ass in the ring. And we're like, what? Like, it's just crazy. Like, they're merged now because they have the same owner, so it's just a wild, wild time in combat sports.
I want to see McGregor back in the ring, but...
Oh, I wish.
It's hard to get that guy.
Yeah,
he's
too rich to fight. He's too rich to fight.
Yeah, that's true.
If you've made that much money, why...
Go do another box, like, box Jake Paul. There's your money match.
Ooh, that would be crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I never thought,
like,
of that.
That's like everyone in the world would tune into that
fight. Oh, my God. That would be the biggest fight possible. Since McGregor Floyd, that'd probably be the biggest fight.
Yeah, like, I think Jake Paul knows it too. Like, that's why he's doing this.
Yeah, that would... I'm shocked yet. I feel like he called him out a few years ago, but, like, then it was like, whatever. Now it's like, that would be... Money.
That's a money fight, bro.
Yeah. And, like,
because now McGregor doesn't want to do UFC. Like, McGregor would do a boxing match, though. Like, little exhibition boxing match.
No, you're onto something here. That would be... That's the biggest fight they could make in this, like, influencer crossover boxing world.
And it's, like, it's not, like, a hard fight for McGregor to take. He's not fighting a pro boxer.
No.
It's an influencer.
Jake Paul versus Conor McGregor. Wow.
50 mil each?
Oh, at least. Like, I'd buy that fight. Everyone would buy, like, what?
And how much would they make? How much would, you know, like, 50 mil?
Well, that's the thing. They probably try to fight for whose promotion or who gets the higher percentage. But, like, I mean, that would just be, if they can figure out how to make that fight
McGregor
happen. Yeah. You know, Jake's going to want certain things like he has with all his fights, right? So,
yeah, that's true.
But that would be, I mean, now that you said it, I can't stop thinking of it. Like, that would be.
Yeah, that's the kind goodness. Of stuff. That's the kind of marketing guy you're looking at right now.
Yeah, like, you just
dropping, like, stuff like that.
Dana White couldn't have put that together.
Well, Dana White, yeah, doesn't want that to happen.
No, but Prince does. But I do.
That would be, it would be exciting to see.
Chef's kiss. Man, we're just inspiring stuff today. Freaking from workouts to booking boxing. Like, it's what you get with this podcast. Like, you don't know. Like, it started, you know, all these guys have audio issues. They're just going to bomb today. No, no, no.
No, put on a clinic. I'm putting on an absolute clinic. We always put a clinic on, bro.
Oh, yeah. And then once this shopping spree happens with the new equipment.
Oh, game over. It's game over. What time do the Leafs play? Is it 7 or 7:30?
I think it's 7, but we can I think we've covered the bases here. What started to be a seemingly quiet week in the world of sports, in the world of Prince, in the world of Chippy seemed to be pretty interesting.
Yes, it's very interesting to be us.
World's strongest band in the DMs, creators, like,
yeah, like, that's gonna be a sick video. I'm excited for that.
Yeah. No. And I hope you find a strong filmer to shoot that video.
I do as well. I do as well.
Hey, if you want bonus points on your application, tell them you listened to this episode.
Yeah, that's true.
Sure it would be. Because you're following his friends now. Now you're for the gang. So that would be big.
Yeah, that's fire.
That would be big. But yeah, I think we'll wrap us up here. Appreciate everyone listening.
Mikey Malott just texted me too.
Can't stay off the phone, eh?
Oh, just the DMs.
Showing the screen there. Okay.
No, I can't.
No, you can't. You got work to do, but no, I appreciate everyone listening, everyone watching. Subscribe on YouTube, subscribe Apple Podcasts, Spotify, leave a rating, whatever you gotta do. Follow me on social media, follow Chip on social media, follow the World's Strongest Man on social media. And yeah, this has been a good one. We'll see you next week.
Chip, yes, sir, you want to sign us off? Just flow.
Just flow.
Flow.
Bye for now.